If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. Kyle Erdman from Erdman Outdoor Living. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We start every show with, Elwood Bunny, how many miles is Chicago? You've got that for like 6 hours in the morning. You sponsored that on Lou's show now. I heard that.
We did that. Yeah, I like it. You know, it's just for our listeners to know our phone number and then how to call, text, and photo us in.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
I listened on the way in because I learned how to do radio from Lou.
Of course. Makes sense.
Try to get through the next
You're
3 hours.
Just trying to write notes down real quick. Like, oh, wait, yeah, I got to remember that.
Okay, he's really good.
Wow. Yeah. So, this is what it sounds like.
I heard that. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice show.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Janelle Iacino is back. She did such a great job letting us know about termites last weekend that she demanded to come back to talk about something else this weekend. what disgusting
talking about
bug?
Skeeters, you guys. Mosquitoes. 'Tis the season. A lot of people think that it's, not until peak summer that we have to deal with them, but that is not true. They like cool, shaded, moist, and out-of-the-wind environmental conditions, and I'm going to tell you what you can do to make your yard not attractive to them.
Is it too early to apply, or is it right now?
No, we're already doing it. This is the first month.
Well, I learned that Westmont, Gary was telling me, he lives in Westmont, strongly recommends that people don't cut their grass until Mother's Day to help the
pollinators and overwintering things. Yeah.
So in Westmont, for the people that don't, all our listeners that don't cut their grass, is it still applicable in high grass as well as low grass?
Absolutely.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Gary Armstrong, Next Door and Window. How are you today, my friend?
I'm fine, David. How are you today?
Outstanding. We covered a lot of topics during breakfast that Jeremy wasn't there. Kyle blew us off, but that's fine. It was just one-on-one time with Gary. I felt, and Janelle was busy talking to a radio station in Indianapolis because she's so busy.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm like, hey, joining us, I've got an interview from 9 to 9:30 at WIBC.
Sorry, I can't pencil you in.
My breakfast routine.
I was talking at the Indianapolis market.
So, I didn't know you go to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. We service the whole state of Indiana.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Let's focus on Gary here.
Okay,
yeah,
you're right. Sorry, Gary.
Gary time.
So I learned all about Gary's financing opportunities and 0% financing for 12 months. And those that don't have stellar credit, there's still 24 months and 12 months opportunities at pretty low rates. So what else are we covering?
So what we're covering today is, winter's over. Last time I was on the show a couple weeks ago, I mentioned to everybody they should go out and look at their windows. Clearly they did. Our phones have been ringing like crazy. So let's just get those summer projects going, because it does take 2 to 3 months to complete a project. So, and yes, we do have a fabulous financing option, so there's no money down. So we're not talking about you spending any of your summer money right now, but you can get that summer project going.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out?
630-548-4100.
Over-under is pretty much guaranteed that I'm going to screw up Kyle's name. So Kyle Erdman.
Got it.
Nailed it.
Erdman Outdoor Living.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir.
Wow. Well, there's a whole show left, in all fairness. He got it right this time.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday.
Cool.
We were talking about all the different things that you specialize in, and I was fascinated because we were talking about it last weekend, the pergolas.
The porticos and pergolas.
We were talking, and Kyle was telling us before the show about all of the business that he does there. Is that one of the things you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, so I wanted to take a lot of time today to talk about sun control mostly. Spring is here, and it's time to spend time with your family outside now and create some more memories for the year. But the sun is something, and a lot of people have west southern facing homes.
Yep.
So the sun becomes a problem later into the evening. So we're going to talk about how to control the overhead sun, how to control sun from the sides, and how to keep the bugs out of your space so you can enjoy all night long.
I've got a north-south facing house, and when we sit down to barbecue at the end of the night, right, at night at 5, 6 o'clock, the sun's going down in the west, and it's coming hot. It's coming hard right into the people. So I'm schlepping over. I got this big, gigantic 96-inch thing on, umbrella that articulates, and I'm, like, trying to rig it to where...
So why change? This sounds amazing.
This sounds amazing.
This sounds great to watch in real life.
No, it's a disaster.
It's entertainment for your guests.
It's a major pain in the rear end. Because I have to unlock it and then lock it and position it and do this and do that. I just want to cook burgers and hot dogs and veggie burgers. Right? I don't want to be screwing around.
Yeah.
So Elise, when she gets home, is going to send me pictures of our area that where the table is and see if we can't come up with something because it's a major pain in the rear end. Mm. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. What are we talking about today, buddy?
Well, it's funny. I kind of got a bone to pick with Janelle because I at least had 15 customers this last week talk about how, like, the ick of the termite, the tunnels and everything. So
really?
They all went online and saw your videos and it was like... Is my house have termites? And I'm like, call Rose, right? So it was a pretty icky conversation. They're disgusting bugs.
They really are. We had such an influx after the show of calls and inspections scheduled. It was amazing.
Yeah, but they are, and the things to look for, it's seldom, because it could look like, in a basement that's older, could look like just sawdust, right?
Yeah.
Like, that could be...
It could look like spider webs.
Yeah, so we... We're not going to talk about termites anymore.
No.
And I love the eradication of mosquitoes.
Right.
So I'll support that. Where do I sign? How do we get rid of them? You know, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Right? And here for you.
And any questions?
It's spring. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dave. And any questions that homeowners might have, any challenges that you have with your home, we're here to help.
Dude, you messed it up.
Megapros.com.
God, I love it. Well, this is Kyle. This
Megapros.com.
That woman's got me every time. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with the Center Guard mailbag. They're going to my house right now.
Of course they are.
They repiped the geothermal.
Nice.
So I got beautiful new copper.
Good.
Now they're going back out this weekend because they had to get some type of special insulation to go around
it.
So they're coming at 11:30. I just told
Where's the cot?
Yeah. I just told Dan, I set up a cot. I got a shower out there. You're ready to go.
Nice.
All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next with the Center Guard mailbag after these messages. Center Guard Plumbing, Jeremy, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes that are in my house.
Love it.
Fed summary. Fed met this week. Fed leaves rates unchanged for the third straight meeting. Four Fed members dissented on the Fed's interest rate pause for the first time since 1992. Which is kind of a big deal in Fed world. The Federal Reserve Fed chair said the Middle East developments are contributing to quote unquote high levels of uncertainty and noted concern over increase in energy prices. Fed replaced somewhat elevated with is elevated in reference to inflation. So inflation is here. It's higher than it was when President Trump was elected and sworn into office on both two different times, November. The inflation was at 2.6 when he was elected, 2.9 when he was sworn in, and it's now at 3.3, 3.4. So,
Is it the highest?
No, it's not the highest.
Okay, so optimism.
Optimism, but it's not where we should be.
Of course.
The Fed appears to be bracing for more inflation. And then we have comments made by, let's start with Senator Tim Scott, the president of the knee pad wearing committee and the knob polishing committee in Congress. Go ahead, Senator Scott. Yeah, thanks to Fox Business for that. Senator Scott, breaking news, gas prices have reached an average $4.45 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy, a level only seen for 67 days ever. So I don't know what plan.
Yeah, where is it going down?
In his head.
Oh, okay.
So Senator Scott, the president of the knob polishing and knee pad wearing club in Congress. And then we like to welcome President Trump to the show. Go, please. Yeah, brought prices way down. The U.S. personal savings rate fell 0.3 percentage point in March, the lowest since October 22. This marks the second consecutive monthly declined for a total drop of 0.9 percentage points, including 8 months in 2022 when elevated inflation squeezed household budgets. This is the lowest savings rate since the 2008 financial crisis. This also marks the 11th consecutive month of spending growth outpacing income growth, Rising gasoline, electricity, and healthcare expenses are forcing consumers to cut their savings to maintain their standard of living. So that was President Trump at the Villages last night. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
High note?
High note is that we're still breathing.
Okay.
And everything's more expensive, but the people in Washington are on Fantasy Island and are looking at things that our listeners, there's reality, there's PR coming out of Washington that everything's fine, prices are down, and then you go to fill up your gas tank and it costs you $100 to load up your tank. Okay. Yeah. And I'm just saying 60 days ago, 90 days ago, it was costing me $65.
Sure.
Okay, so Senator Scott.
Did you get a bigger car?
And President Trump. No, I just.
No, you didn't get a bigger car.
It's the same car.
Cost went up.
Yeah,
it's weird. Facts are facts.
And last but not least, yields on the 10-year note in September of 2024, when the Fed began its most recent rate cutting cycle, was 3.6. And we had rates solidly in the fives. U.S. yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which is what the mortgage
works off of
today, is 175 basis points. Is higher after 1.75% cut in the rate. So since the Fed cut the rate on the short-term rates by 1.75%, the 10-year note is now at 4.42. So everybody that says...
So rates aren't going anywhere, mortgage rates.
Well...
They might go up.
Rates have been going up.
Yeah.
We're up a full point since the start of the war that we won 2 weeks into it and destroyed the Navy and the Army, but we can't get the Strait of Hormuz open, which is causing all the inflation. So, we're things are not great, and our listeners are feeling it, no matter what they say at a walk. When I see BS, I call it. I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat. Start with the TDS crap. Listen, I slammed Biden. I slammed Obama. I slammed Bush when they did stupid crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I see stupid crap, I call out stupid crap, and this is stupid crap. Now let's get to our listeners, how we're helping them.
Yeah, I like that.
We've been listeners for at least 6 years. Even though we aren't selling or buying a home, your show is very fun and entertaining and very interesting. Writing to help with our daughter and son-in-law in their 30s, expecting their first baby in August.
Nice, congrats.
Mazel tov. Landlord on their condo that they're renting for over 5 years told them he is selling the place and they would have to either purchase it or move out when the lease expires at the end of July, on July 31st. They are looking to buy throughout northwestern suburbs from Arlington Heights to Algonquin. Recently made 5 offers, have lost all 5. They're desperate, and the baby clock is ticking. They need advice and likely a new real estate agent. Should they keep looking, buy a condo, rent an apartment to get more time? Is there something we can do financially as the parents, within reason? They are stressed out, so are we. Any help, advice you can provide would be much appreciated. Thanks.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Talked to this a listener yesterday. They were using a realtor from Zillow. I said,
nope.
I said, that's step number one. We're going to redirect them to Sarah Leonard, which I did. Sarah Leonard, I made the email connection. There's a lot of pocket listings that go on. We're in the process of getting her daughter approved for a mortgage. So when they find something, they could close quick. And this just tells you what's happening in the marketplace, right? So you see macro stories, how the market is slowing down, and I've been saying it's not slowing down here. It's still crazy here in Chicago and in the Midwest, okay? So Ohio, we've got loan officers in Ohio and Iowa. It's the same thing. It's a fluid market. If you're not ready to strike, you're going to lose. And she asked me, hey, a lot of these places are saying no inspection. What do you think of that? And I said, well, would you drive your car 90 miles an hour without a seatbelt and go through the windshield when you hit something? She's like, good point. So buying a home without an inspection, I think you're freaking bananas.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Don't do that and just keep moving on. Here's another one. This is one with a, you and I were talking about it earlier. Listener by the name of Jan called for help securing a mortgage for her nephew, Sam Jr. Sam Sr., Jan's brother-in-law, recently passed away.
Okay.
So Sam Sr. put the home that he lived in into a revocable trust and left it to Sam Jr. So Jan called for help to me to help Sam Jr. pay off Sam Sr.'s $80,000 mortgage and some $30,000, $40,000 worth of credit card debt that is being transferred to the estate. So long story short, we're going to pay. It's a $350,000, $400,000 home, whatever it is. Plenty of equity. We're going to help Jan help Sam Jr. We have a copy of the revocable trust. Clearly states that upon my passing, if Sam Jr. is living in the house, which he is to
inherit
the home. So now we just have to do a mortgage in Sam Jr.'s name to pay off Sam Sr. and take out 30, 40 grand to pay off the debt.
Do you have to get the house out of the trust in order to do anything? Or?
No.
Okay, so
it's going to be out of the trust when we close.
Yes.
Because the trust clearly states, which is beautiful, that's why you want to do this while you're alive.
Yes.
Instead of while you're dead.
Always have a trust.
Because it's a lot more challenging when you're dead to try to write a trust when you're dead.
It's actually impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. I thought it'd be obvious, but you're right.
Well,
yeah.
Some people it is. Some people it is.
Got it.
So Sam Jr. is in a great situation. May his father's memory be a blessing, and may Jan's brother-in-law's memory be a blessing. We're able to clean up all the debt, clean up the old mortgage, and then Sam Jr. could live out the rest of his life in the home that his father bequeathed to him.
Is that done in a HELOC or no? You just give him a mortgage, right?
30-year fixed loan.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
That's it. We got all the paperwork to prove it. And last but not least, just want to leave with this. 2 weeks ago, a couple called me, kids chirping in the back, wanted to buy a home. Sarah referred them over to me. Had bankruptcies in the past. Okay, no problem. We got a runway to the end of the year when their lease expires. They want to buy a place. I'm like, great. We got 6-7 months of runway to get your credit scores. Credit scores are not so great. I'm like, okay, no problem. Spent 15 minutes on the phone with them. Said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to connect you with Consumers Credit Union. We're going to open up they're using their debit cards. I'm like, bad move. We're going to set up a $1,000 prepaid credit card with both your names on it. You're going to use it, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation, Trojans, because you have 3 kids in the back. You don't need any more right now. And you're going to get in position over the next 6-8 months to rebuild your credit, take out a unsecured loan to build up your credit as well. And then in 6-8 months, hopefully your credit scores will be in the 600s. We could help you buy a home. They needed down payment assistance. So we're going to go to IDA, Illinois Housing Development Authority, for one of their loans. Great. This week, called, found a home we want to buy.
Yeah.
2 weeks instead of 8 months.
Yeah, how do you fast track that now?
Well, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I told them, don't buy anything, don't close anything, keep everything going. Okay, great. So we pulled their credit. What they do, they didn't do anything I told them to do. They went out and bought a car, and their credit score is at 524. So if you're going to call me and ask me for advice, and I give you advice, why don't you take the advice instead of wasting my time and your time? Because now what they did by buying a car and not doing what I said, pushed it back another probably 6-7 months. And now they're a full year out instead of 6-8 months.
I got a question about
that. We got to go to the
break. Yeah, I know.
Question. Hold that question because Benny's chirping in my ear.
I got you.
And Rob is over there going, just shut up already. I got to do news. All right, we're going to throw it to the news department. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're coming back with Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You had a question for me, you said, before the break, before we get to Janelle.
Yeah, it was just about a customer that was looking at financing through us, and they were also in the process of getting a HELOC, and I deterred them from financing with us right now and said, hey, get your HELOC figured out, and then we'll do the financing. That's the right, appropriate step, correct?
Yes. You want to get the HELOC first,
sure.
Because the HELOC typically will be cheaper than any type of financing, except what next
door has.
Yeah,
we don't charge for our financing either. It's just a matter of I didn't want that to impact their advantage or disadvantage of getting a HELOC, right?
Sure.
Kind of like what you're saying. Hey, that listener bought a car. That's now impacting their HELOC design.
Right.
So let's not buy anything, apply for anything. You want to look the best. Of the best.
Yeah, you want to look as great as you want before you go to the dance, right? You want to get showered, shaved. You want to put a little spit shine on the shoes.
Yes.
Wait for the car to show up. You don't want to show up all disheveled with 14 people going through your credit report.
Correct.
And hitting it, right?
Just thought that was that makes sense. Got it. Thank you.
Got to explain it away, and it could lower your credit scores.
It could.
And then that will definitely impact the ability of what you could buy and the rate that you could get.
Sure. Totally makes sense. Thank
Transition
you.
Over to mosquitoes. Great segue.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Expert.
Please ask your expert from Rose about wasps nesting in an old tree trunk. We have about a 10-foot tree trunk that the top was removed years ago and saved the trunk and built a tree house next to it. We notice that now there's a number of wasps we can see flying in and out, and I'm wondering if it can be treated or will they just continue to come back every year and we need to have the whole trunk removed. So wasp in a tree trunk that from a tree that was cut down near a treehouse.
Yeah, we can absolutely treat that, but I think the customer or the listener is onto something. They'll keep coming back if the condition is right. And I was talking about this last week with the termites too. Tree stumps in a yard will attract a lot more than wasps. It'll attract carpenter ants. It'll attract termites. You can have water pool up in that hollowed out tree stump too, and that can be a breeding ground for mosquitoes. So in the long term, you want to get that removed. That'll save you money. It'll save you frustration and probably save you some stings too if you've got kiddos in that treehouse playing.
Is it a one-time treatment, or do you have to keep coming back? Are you putting whatever you put in that tree trunk to knock them out?
Yep.
Will they come back and colonize that, or
it's
whatever?
It's possible, yeah. Okay. It's because, I mean, the product is only good for, you know, 90 days tops. And so, and that's very specific so that we're not, you know, killing off non-targeted things over time.
Like, plus, it's a repeat customer. I like that business plan. Genius.
But no, to solve it at the root and at the source, you got to get rid of that thing.
Oh, so just take out the trunk altogether?
Take out the stump, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, yep. All right. So
the tree's already dead.
It's dead. Right? So it's not doing any good.
There's no nostalgia there at this point.
You're just going to have things that want to decompose it and break it down further, which is all the creatures I mentioned, carpenter ants, termites, the wasps, too. They'll take advantage of that.
All right. You guys into tree trunk removal, too?
No, but we got a guy for that.
All right. Let's talk mosquitoes.
Yes. So I'm sure tons of our listeners are like trying to go flower shopping and plan their gardens and stuff. I was just at a garden center and noticed a gigantic, display of what they're marketing as the mosquito plant. And I just want to throw this out there and educate people scientifically on why this is totally BS, because the mosquito plant, right, it's citronella. And any kind of plant, lots of plants have essential oils in them. But in order to release those, you would have to macerate the leaves of the plant, okay? So they're claiming the mosquito plant keeps mosquitoes away. Well, the only way that that would work, and please don't do this, don't try this at home, but the only way that that would actually scientifically work is if you crushed up all the leaves of the mosquito plant and rubbed it all over your body. That's the only way it would protect you from mosquitoes. So don't buy into the gimmicks, folks. Like, you'd be better off putting that money towards a professional service, having a trained professional come out and address breeding zones and do it very conscientiously so that your pets are protected, your kids are safe, and the butterflies in your garden too. Because you can put a lot of things out there and not read the label, and you end up with a lot more of a disaster than you asked for.
Well, I wish you would have told me that yesterday. Spent a half hour doing that this morning, all over.
Doing rubbing the mosquito plants all over your body.
My morning routine, because it felt good.
That's, you just wanted to exfoliate with
it's a personal thing, Jeremy. Stay in your lane.
Okay. But yeah, this,
thank you. Appreciate that, Kyle.
This is very timely because we've got graduations coming up. We've got, you know, Father's Day right around the corner, Mother's Day right around the corner, backyard party season. And if you want to actually enjoy your yard, you're going to spend a lot of money manicuring, landscaping. If you want to actually enjoy time in your yard, get a mosquito service. We can do it either one time ahead of an event, or we can do it monthly throughout the whole season. But I have to reiterate that mosquitoes are not just a nuisance. They're the deadliest animal on the planet. They spread more diseases than any other thing, and that's why they're considered the most deadly. But they're right in our backyards. The same three species that spread yellow fever and dengue fever and chikungunya and West Nile virus, they all happen in our own backyards. And it's now is the time to think about what to do for the whole season.
They kill birds. I have crows that, you know, you go out every at least a quarter in the summer, right? What's summer? Yes. 6 months? I clean up two or three.
It was 6 months.
Yeah, I wish.
Okay. Chicago's
two
and a half.
Yeah. I clean up two or three dead birds, like big birds, that aren't like flying into the windows, right? You get those.
And if you have dogs, I mean, dogs can get heartworm from these mosquitoes. That's how it happens.
So if you're a animal insect loving, you are probably the most insect loving person I know, right? Like in a weird way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Would you say the eradication of mosquitoes is totally okay? And you love all creatures, crawlers,
everything.
I can't
say that. As much as I want to like make you happy, Jeremy, and say that.
We can totally eradicate them. Like I'll take ladybugs outside. I'll take ants outside. I'll take bees outside. Flies outside. But when it comes to eradicating, removing mosquitoes is totally okay. It's acceptable.
It feeds so many other species, and it's such an important part of the food chain. Wait, oh, here's a tip for everybody, okay? Every time you get bitten by a mosquito, that's 100 more eggs that mosquito is going to lay, okay?
So immediately eradicate it. If it bites you, take one for the team and
smash it.
Eradicate it.
But these things breed in water, in standing water. So that's the number one thing you guys have to pay attention to in your yards. After a rainfall, you know how much water can collect on leaves and trees or kids' toys, or if you have a cover over your barbecue, that could even collect water. Think about those things and be diligent about dumping the water, because the amount of water they need fits inside of a bottle cap to breed. That's it.
We got a text that just came in. Hi, Dave. I have a small fountain in a bird bath. Is there anything that I could do for mosquitoes?
Yes. So they make solar-powered oscillators. So mosquitoes don't like moving water. They like standing water. And they make solar-powered oscillators that keep that water moving. But it's also a good idea once a week or so to take a brush and scrub out the bird bath, because that biofilm, we talk about biofilm on this show quite a bit. It's disgusting.
Of course it is.
But that's what the eggs will survive in, even if it completely dries out and then it rains again. That's how they come back to life.
I love when we get our listeners calling in with homemade
the remedies.
David, a mosquito bucket is cheap, effective, and ecological. A dunk it in water with grass clippings. Oh, I guess you dump the bucket. They didn't give detailed instructions.
Sure.
Dunk the bucket in water, I guess, with grass clippings. Place chicken wire on top and keep animals out for 3 months. Thoughts?
That is something that we actually, like when we do our service, we have a product that we will recommend in cases where there's just overabundance of populations, and that actually does control the breeding to a degree. That's what he's doing. What that person's doing is creating the ideal conditions for mosquitoes to be in, but it traps them in it. That will help if you put it in the far corner of your yard where you're not sitting, but it's not gonna affect the whole perimeter, right? So mosquitoes are not strong flyers. They have to land about every 3 to 4 feet, and you'd be surprised how successful a fan blowing by your table will do wonders. It'll blow them away.
Dave Tammy wants credit for that. He said Dave Tammy recommends. Okay. So thank you, Dave. If our listeners want to reach out, best number before we hit the break.
Yes, get a free mosquito quote from Rose Pest Solutions at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we got Next Door on Window, Gary Armstrong coming up next. Just want to put a special shout out to the Illinois State Police. There is a black Jeep driving southbound on I-55 near I-39 by El Paso. It's driven by a guy by the name of... his name rhymes with Steve Cass Stevens.
Oh.
And Steve's known to drink a lot of coffee, but in the coffee cup might not necessarily be coffee. So I'm just saying, public service announcement, my friend Steve, retired police chief, Buffalo Grove. You know, he knows all the tricks. I'm just saying, you know, public service.
He's a good customer of ours. A
very good customer. You want to see what's in the cup of coffee? Might be a little something.
We took care of his mice.
You're ousting him right now.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just trying to protect Steve and everybody around, you know, El Paso.
Sure.
You're welcome to all the listeners in El Paso. Phone number one more time.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Steve just texted back with an emoji with a middle finger. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Means I'm number one in his book. Go to WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages with Gary Armstrong's Next Door and Window.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is.
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you could think. Put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, that's added to the Hawk vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text came in last night. In Mundelein paid $4.99 per gallon of gas. 630, Iran with a nuclear bomb versus higher gas prices for 3 to 4 months. Little patience required. I know you'll mock this message. I'm not going to mock it. I just thought we obliterated their nuclear program a couple of months back when we sent the B-2 bombers over. So I guess I must be mistaken.
Mistaken?
Mistaken that they got that program back up and running.
Sure.
After we obliterated it. Gary Armstrong, how are you? Learned a lot about financing options, financing opportunities, which are outstanding. Because if you do a house of windows, it's not $500-$600, right? You're talking...
It's not even one window.
It's not even one window. I, you know, it, we did it 30 years ago at our house, we went to Home Depot and we did the vinyl. We did the cheapest possible, right? We didn't know any better, right? I didn't know.
You were also more broke.
Well, I was a lot more broke. Yeah. I was a lot broker. But I didn't know next door. I didn't know all the different options. And I went out. It cost us $18,000.
This was back then.
This is 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a 2,800 square foot, circa 1960 house in Northbrook. Okay. And it cost us $8,000. $18,000 to replace 12 to 15 windows, a couple of a sliding door, a bay window. It was $18,000. In 2000, my daughter's, we did it when she was given birth in 2003. So that's 23 years ago. It was $18,000. Fast forward it to now, it's not $18,000. You can't get those same windows now for $18,000.
You can get a door for $18,000.
I'm sure you can. But the financing of the projects is pretty substantial.
That's correct. Most of the projects that we do now are financed through one of our four different programs that we offer. And we're offering that also in that time of the year that it's really important to finance, right? So, you know, we're heading into summer. Janelle had mentioned it. You know, you have a Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day coming up. So you have all these events in your life, right? And you want to still do your home improvement project, right? We come out of winter now. Your windows have gotten worse over the winter. Your doors got worse over the winter. So you have to do something to your home. Don't put it off. It'll only be more expensive if you wait 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, okay? That's why with the no money down option in the financing, you can go ahead and get this project rolling along right now and not spend any of your summer money.
We covered this at lunch, at breakfast, that all three of you blew off. But you'd said something in 1985, you could install a door, screen door for how much?
Well, correct. So I've been selling doors and windows to Chicago for about 41 years. And in 1985, a full-view storm door was $262 installed.
Wow.
That same, yes. And people used to argue with me about that price
back then.
Of course, because you always argue, right?
People
you always argue.
Okay,
always argue. So in today's market, that storm door is around $2,200 installed.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a storm door. It's not even a door door.
Correct. It's a regular, and that's a nice door. It's a extruded aluminum door, glass and screen.
It's going to be a nice door.
Correct. Dual closers, correct. Sure. It's a very nice storm door, and that is installed.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's the way prices go. They never go down. They only go up.
I was just going to say, in your 41 years of experience, how many times have you seen price decreases from your suppliers?
Never.
Mm-mm.
Never. Back in 2008, when the economy was doing pretty bad, they held the ground on price increases. But then when they finally gave us one, it was double and triple what the normal would be.
Even with the lumber shortage and during COVID and the prices, plywood was like $140 a sheet. I mean, it was wild. We thought, oh, we'll see prices shoot way back down to normal. Never made its way back down.
No. Nope.
Right? Like just literally never. So it went lower, but
the market will eventually catch up to it.
Yeah. Eventually.
Eventually.
Sure.
Where are you seeing things going forward? In terms of pricing, in terms of are you guys anticipating a 3% bump, a 12% bump? You all of your stuff is manufactured in the United States.
That is correct.
Okay, so that's a plus. You're not getting hit with the tariffs, but are any of the products that the manufacturers are using to build your windows and your doors, are they imported?
I'm sure some parts are. I mean, there's a lot of different components to doors and windows, so I'm sure some are, but the Marvin Infinity fiberglass window that we carry is manufactured here in Fargo, North Dakota.
Nice.
And the entry doors are made in Sugar Creek, Ohio. Okay, so
still got to ship them.
Still got to ship them. That's correct. I'm sure there are some component parts that come in. But to answer your first question, normally there's price increases every January, and they're normally 3 to 8%, somewhere in that range, including labor. Okay, the last few years they've been a little higher than that, but we hope to see them come back down to a little bit more normal or acceptable level.
Question here from 630. Jennifer from Downers Grove here. I have a question for Gary. In the summertime, my house gets really, really hot when we talk about replacing windows. Is there an option that they keep the heat out in the winter time and keep it warm still? So I guess I'll paraphrasing. It gets super hot in the summertime. They want it cool. And then in the wintertime, they want the heat from the sun. Is there a product out there on the marketplace that you guys offer to our listeners that could handle both of those?
That's a great question, Jennifer. Thanks for asking it. Absolutely, yes. What you're trying to get to is what's called the energy glass. And the energy glass reflects heat. So in the summertime, it's going to reflect the heat away from your house, keeping your rooms cooler. In the wintertime, it's going to reflect the heat back in to keep the rooms warmer. What it's really doing is reducing the ultraviolet rays that penetrate into the home. So not only are your rooms more energy efficient, but your walls, your floors, your furniture are also being protected from those ultraviolet rays. But it comes standard in every Infinity fiberglass window that we sell.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
One of the concerns I hear from our listeners is, well, what if I replace just a few windows now, and then next year I want to, because the cost is so high, right? So maybe my west side, maybe my east side, and what about matching? So a lot of manufacturers pull this whole dog and pony show where they switch color, or like we get it all the time where it's dye lots and they don't match, so we got to order more stuff. Do you have that problem? Can our listeners buy just a few windows one year and another year?
Absolutely. Okay. So part of my job, my title is technically a design and energy expert, and I'm supposed to go into the homes and assess the situations. Okay. So sure, we want to give the whole house a quote, right? People want to know what the whole house is, right?
Yeah. Here's your budget.
But then I have to say things like, well, if we're above budget, that's fine. You know, we do have financing options, or, you know, Your west side is the worst, the bedrooms are the worst, or if they're all equally kind of bad, then I usually recommend starting in the rooms you use all the time, right? Use your bedrooms, your kitchens, your family rooms. Those are the rooms because you're using them. There's no reason to change the windows in the guest
those
bedroom.
Those are out of sight, out of mind.
You're not using them.
No correct. One's in there. Okay? My cat litter box is in there.
Yeah. But the second part of your question is, will they match, right? So the Marvin Infinity Fiberglass has never changed its profile. They've added things, but they've never deleted anything.
Nice.
And it's an acrylic finish, so it doesn't fade, doesn't chip, doesn't warp.
Phone number?
630-548-4100, nextdoorandwindow.com.
I'd start in my bedroom, master bedroom, because that's where I do my best work. Mm. Just want to throw that out there,
Jeremy.
Yeah, well.
You do your best work sleeping, huh? You got a sleep apnea?
I didn't say that.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, you did? That's sexy.
I'm almost suffocated wearing that goofy thing. Yeah. All right, phone number one more time.
630-548-4100, nextdoorandwindow.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Kyle Erdman from Erdman Outdoor Living after these messages. I'm freaking killing it. All right, two more hours to go. I haven't screwed it up once. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Swim Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, takes and phone line. I have a major cramp going on in my left foot.
I am powering through. You're amazing.
Bob Surratt would have done another bank of commercials.
Man of the people.
John Hanson probably would have called off the show. But I'm sitting here literally, Charlie Horse, in the bottom of my foot. It's amazing that the amount of pain I'm in right now, I'm able to host the show.
You're incredible.
Kyle Erdman, Erdman Outdoor Living. You got two locations, one here and one in Arizona. Where's the one here?
We're in Arlington Heights. We've been in Arlington Heights since 1982.
And the outdoor, you're the heat. What is your slogan that you mentioned at the beginning of the show?
Sun control. We're about sun control.
Yeah, how do you control that big ball of gas? Come on.
I'm with my brain, really? Usually.
With your brain. You're amazing. Oh. You know, first time meeting you, you're incredible, man. Amazing.
I've been called a lot worse, so thank you.
Sure.
We talked a lot about, a couple of weeks ago, about the pergolas and the...
Yes.
And what
last
was the,
weekend, pergolas and...
It was last weekend. Yeah.
Pergolas, porticos.
Yeah,
pergolas and porticos.
And right. How they're... like it's popping up on my feed all the time now, right? Because you're going into the spring and the summer, the opening and the shutting of the tops and the fans.
The
louvered ceilings to block the weather, to block the sun, to block the rain. And then they got screens coming down. And Kyle's like, yeah, we do all that stuff.
Yep.
So explain exactly what you do, because I find it fascinating. I have Elise taking pictures when she gets home so you could see what we have going on. Because I've got a north-south home with a west exposure, an east and west exposure, which is great. And the west exposure is beautiful, but it's a major pain in the rear end in June, July, August when the sun's high. And then it comes down and it blasts right in your face when you're trying to have a barbecue because everybody's sitting around the table. No matter what you do, I got to bring over a gigantic umbrella. So you solve all those challenges.
We do. So the first thing with sun control that I want to specify is sun control isn't just about shade, because on a day like today, the last thing you want is probably to sit in the shade. It's nice to have the sun coming through and coming through the back windows of your home. So what our system can do is it has louvers that have 160 degrees of orientation. So you can kind of set them at any point that you want. Let more sun in, let less sun in. And when they're closed, they become a watertight sealed roof. And then we do have motorized walls like you were talking about with UV filtering screens. or like me and Gary are talking about, we have some vinyl shades too, where you can hold the heat in over the winter. Because you can heat our rooms, you can put ceiling fans, fancy lights. So we have some party lights too for the late nights. And you can pick the walls that you want to put the screens on. So if you just have that bad west exposure, we can just put it on that one. But yeah, you can kind of control the environment, and it can be anything from a traditional pergola where it has the open roof, to a three seasons room or screen porch, kind of just depending on your mood.
So those are on tracks, I would assume, somewhere built into the structure where it just goes up and down. And when the sun's coming up in the east, you could have it open. And then when people sit down to eat and you want to block that western blast of sun coming through, you just lower it. And it doesn't hurt anybody. You're perfectly fine.
Correct. And you can stop the screen at any point. So if the sun's just bothering you and it's 7 feet in the air, you can stop it at that point. So you can still walk in and out underneath it. But the big question we get asked about the shades, because people do like having them down, is what if my dog runs through it? My kids don't pay attention ever. Are they going to knock it out of the tracks?
What if Dave runs through it? I mean, he's known to do that. So, yeah, is it Dave-proof?
It is better than Dave-proof.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'll take that challenge.
Yeah. So the screens we use, they have a magnetically reinforced track, which is a really nice feature. There's actually a video of the screens online with ex-NFL running back Freddie Mitchell running full speed into the screens and him bouncing backwards off of them.
Oh, cool.
So I think that Freddie Mitchell's a tad bit bigger than Dave. Big guy, but...
We don't know how fast Dave can run.
It's power to speed ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that an equation I can figure out?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a math problem for it.
It takes, nuclear scientists to put this thing together. I have a lot of force when I run into things. I'm just saying.
Can you grill inside the room?
Yeah.
Is that a ridiculous request?
No.
To Dave's point, I'm grilling outside. The sun's beating down to me, and then I got to get into this room. Is there a way to just grill inside of it?
We usually would recommend that you tilt the louvers a little bit so you don't get smoked out inside.
Ventilation. Mm.
Yeah, right. But as long as you can give a little ventilation into the room, you're perfectly fine.
Is there a way to aftermarket to move that air, like an exhaust fan? You mentioned a ceiling fan, but that would really be the only thing you could add.
A ceiling fan would just circulate throughout the space, but you'd want to definitely tilt things open.
Got it.
Obviously, you can push the button at any point just to get it open, but...
Assuming you know how to do that.
It's just a remote with an up button, so I think you can handle it. Nailed
it. Never know.
Wow, sounds simple. I like it, Kyle.
The system, I like to say, it's smart and dumb. We have remotes for the simplistic people, and we have apps for the people who like the smart technology. So, nice.
And then size-wise, like if Dave's backyard is a little complicated, things are just in specific areas. Are they custom? Can you get them custom sizes? Are they just, is it like, hey, you get a 12 by 12 or a 14 by 14 and that's it?
So they're fully customizable. We built them as small as 10 by 10 for a tight backyard. And the largest we've put in so far is a 52 by 18.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, that's your whole pool.
52
by
18.
You could do
18.
Your pool, Dave.
Wow.
I could.
You could. How about that?
I'm sure it doesn't cost anything to do something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's mildly affordable.
So is it...
they have financing options. Yeah, I'm sure they
have. We finance majority of our business, so...
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. So the...
I'm happy for you.
There's another 150 grand.
Exactly.
No, the... Are you using fiberglass posts, using wood posts? I mean, what type of material are you using in the post to construct this?
A great question. So everything in our system is made out of a T6 grade aluminum, which is an aircraft grade aluminum.
Sure.
Everything is U.S. made manufactured. So the manufacturing facility is just down in Atlanta, Georgia. And we own U.S. patents on majority of the important components that you'd want, things that keep water out of the system, things that keep the system standing up straight and a little more rigid. So T6 grade aluminum is what the entire system is made out of.
So square tubing, I would assume, or is it circular? Is it coming in a round or is it coming in a square? You could do whatever you want.
It's coming extruded, so it's all square and rectangular products. Okay. If you would like a round aesthetic that goes with your home, we can put a smaller post on and put like a fiberglass wrapper on the outside of it though too. But yeah, it's more modern in appearance, but we can definitely traditionalize it with some extra components.
Jeremy?
So we have customers that you could text our office, right? They're texting us pictures all the time. Hey, I got questions about this. I got questions about this. And they're sending us these, we'll call them pavilions, right? Like on Wayfair. Hey, have you seen this product? And is this a good product? And I'm like, I have no idea, right? We don't know where it's made. We don't know what's it going to cost to put this together? And I'm like, are there instructions? Can we get parts for it? Is it repairable?
Well, the pergo in a box?
Yeah, a pavilion in a box that you see at like a pool place, right? Sure. And they claim, how does that differentiate your product from their product? And can it handle our snow loads? What's that all about, right? Their product's $1,500 to $1,800 to $2,500, right?
Of course. So our product, it's ICC certified for our market. So we do meet all snow and wind loads that we require for a 2019 International Building Code, which is what most cities will follow up here now. We are professional installers. All my guys are W-2 employees. They've been certified by the manufacturer, which is extremely important. Mm-hmm. When you know, you can find any product you want, but a product is only as good as the installer doing it. Mm-hmm. So our guys live, eat, and breathe these pergolas day in and day out. So we have that down to a science. But the best thing is, like I said, it's a U.S.-made manufactured product using the same product that they would use for like a jetliner. So if you want to talk about rigid and structure, I mean, structure is what the product is called, structure with an X. It's the Pergola X product. You're not going to find anything better than that.
Phone number?
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
All right. I just want to let you know I did that entire segment with my foot off the ground to take the pressure off the Charlie horse that's going on.
Just your balance is incredible.
Man of many talents. Yes.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, John Hansen probably would have taken... called off and had a replacement host. I love John, just state of fact. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Get some medical attention. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago at 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's get through some text messages. I'm doing more and more inspections where I'm told the buyer is buying as is, but are doing the inspection so they can... do go or no go.
Yeah, like go or no go. Like, hey, we're doing a home inspection. Okay, we want it as is. We're not going to negotiate, but this house has got a bunch of stuff in it. We're not going to get it.
Hmm. Oh, so they do the inspection. So why would the seller... I'm told the buyer is buying it as is.
Correct, yeah.
But doing the inspection so they can do go or no go. So they're buying it as is... So why
maybe
would
it's just their peace of mind and knowing like, hey, am I buying a lemon or not, right? So yeah. I think that texter is saying, hey, they're still doing a home inspection. That might have been earlier when we were talking about people waiving.
It was.
Yeah, waiving home inspections, which we all agree is a terrible idea. Please don't do that.
Right.
Yeah. If the seller's concerned about the latency or just how long it's going to take, it's pretty fast to get a home inspection done and still move things along. How often does a home inspection hold up a mortgage and the home buying process?
Unless you find something catastrophically wrong with it. Joe, our good friend Joe.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right? Our good friend Joe. Yep. With his dominant hand.
This Joe. Hold on, this Joe. Yeah, that Joe.
Yeah, that Joe. I love that. So good.
It's Joe Brand.
Yeah.
So he's been living in the home when he moved to Pittsburgh with his wife, Allie, and daughter, newborn daughter.
Congrats.
For the past 2 years, their landlord wanted to sell the house. He's like, sure. And it was a 100-some-year-old house. I'm like, get a home inspection. He's like, why? I've been living here. I'm like,
because
you are spending a lot of money on a home that you've lived in.
You know radio, you don't know
houses. Correct. Yeah. You're spending a lot of money on a home, get a home inspector, especially the sewer line. So guess what? He did the sewer line, and guess what he found? $22,000 worth of damage in the sewer line.
No.
Wow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's one thing on a house. Just one.
Yeah.
$22,000 in the sewer line.
Yeah.
Water leaking in the ceiling that they knew about.
Chimney lining, mold. I mean, there are insulation, electrical issues. There are so many hidden things in a home that you don't know about.
Yep.
We got him a $34,000 closing cost credit, which he's going to use to pay for all of the work that needs to be done by his contractors.
Yeah, that he gets to pick. So nobody's cutting corners.
That's good.
Thank you.
Nice.
So to do a home, buy
you
a
really
home.
You really are a man of the people.
I kind of know what I'm doing.
Yes, you do.
312-981-7200. The cost of a 10x10 pergola, or what's it called?
Structure.
Yeah, we're going to call it structure.
Yeah. Outdoor structure.
Because it's really more than a pergola, for sure. It's
a structure.
Yeah.
It's an extension of your living space, is what we'll call it.
Okay. Nice.
But usually you probably would figure somewhere in the $175 to $225 a square foot. Okay. As a general cost.
Making us do math, Kyle?
So 10x10
12K, 15K, 20K. Depending on how big we get.
On average, our projects start somewhere. I have solutions that can start around $10,000 to $15,000. Our average one for the bigger projects ends up going somewhere north of $50,000. Mm-hmm. So you can think of anywhere between that, but they could get as high as I've done $200,000, $300,000 systems. So
that Dave's pool.
Correct.
Well, no problem. Did you say 300? 500, right? Is that the number?
Yeah, for him, sure.
You might as well just go to 6.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, at least we'll go to 6.
That's what I'm saying.
With the TV that comes down.
Don't worry. Yeah, yeah. We'll finance.
I'm sure you'll start at 100.
What about if customers have pavers or like eccentric concrete, like stamped concrete? Like, how do you work around things like that?
Fasten it into that stuff.
Sure. So for pavers, for example, we'd pull the paving bricks in the area where our posts are going to go. We'd set our concrete piers, and we usually will set the top of the concrete pier below where the bottom of the paver's at.
Yeah, buddy.
So that way they can just repave up right back over the top, and you never even see the
paver. Janelle, you don't understand. I mean, we see houses daily, and we'll see these structures, and it's like, so who hacked this?
Wow.
Right? You put this beautiful outdoor living space, but and you got this beautiful patio, but they just put the concrete above it, and it's a round pier, and it just looks like garbage.
Looks like they didn't care.
Yeah, right? It's a shame. So, nice. I like that.
Janelle was mentioning the mosquitoes with fans and installing fans, overhead fans, in a 10x10 structure would probably help keep the mosquitoes out because you're circulating the air, and that way you keep the mosquitoes.
Absolutely.
I bring the box fan and put it underneath.
Perfect.
By the feet, and everybody's like, what's this for? I'm like, you'll be thanking me later when your feet aren't all chewed up.
Exactly.
But
we tell people if they're looking for motorized screens just for bug purposes, wait on them, because you can always add the screens later. Just put a ceiling fan up, and you'd be surprised how well that does.
Yep. Blows them away.
Well, it keeps them circulating. 312-981-7200.
It doesn't eradicate them, though.
No, we should just eradicate them.
We should just eradicate them, Janelle.
Off air, she agreed.
Your spray, it does remove them from life, right? It does eradicate them.
Yes, so we're okay with it. That's an interesting way to say that. It removes them from life.
It removes them. I don't like the word kill. I'm sorry. I'm really stuck on it, right? I got a couple words that I'm just a little delightful idiosyncrasies.
What we use for mosquitoes, actually, as a perk, works great on ticks, too.
It does.
Yeah.
Right? And ticks also terrible for...
They're really bad this year.
...for carrion diseases, right?
Yeah,
right,
that's Lyme disease.
That segues into this. 630, is there a yard treatment for ticks? Hey. I have a house full of dogs.
Same one, right?
It's the
same
product. Get the mosquito service. It will work like a charm, and there's no extra cost to cover the ticks. The product works great for that.
And ticks come out a little bit earlier than mosquitoes, right?
That's
true. If I understand
it. That's true. And
they've already been out for some time now.
A couple months.
Yeah.
I think the first report I saw was in March, back in the beginning of March, because we had some warm days in March, too.
So off air, I asked you, because I have a lot of customers that ask me if they spray their yard, but their neighbor doesn't spray their yard, how does your treatment work for that?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, mosquitoes have to land every 3 to 4 feet. So if they're blowing in by, through the neighbor's yard, they're going to have to land at some point on your property, which means get the product on their bodies and then
bam,
we will...
immediate eradication.
Yes. So even if your neighbor has an unkempt yard, or maybe they're doing the no-mow May, you'll still protect your property by having that perimeter treatment done.
I love it.
Is that a thing? No-mow May?
Yeah.
I thought it was April, but I guess it's May.
That's a terrible thing.
I don't know. No, it gets pushed around because of the weather. Yeah.
Does it work?
I mean, people are doing that so that the caterpillars have a chance to live and whatever.
Don't say whatever.
Well,
live.
Yeah.
Come on.
But like, you have to keep in mind, like, I don't know. There's so many things that could kill those things anyways.
Birds.
Yeah.
And yeah, but that's a circle of life.
Like, I don't know. It's kind of like when you see a baby raccoon or something. You can't save every animal,
You're right.
And I appreciate the effort, but also like, I don't know. There's an intentional way to do that right. If you have a pollinator patch in your garden, that's wonderful. We're all about that. But like, you might get citations or charges if you don't mow.
That's a good point.
Texter from a highly highly valued client of mine, whose husband's a pretty big shot in the county. Does the mosquito treatment kill the bees?
No. So that's what I'm saying is, like, this is the difference between like buying a product off the shelf and doing it yourself versus hiring someone who actually knows what they're doing and has the scientific training. We address breeding zones specific to mosquitoes. That could be up in trees. That could be in dense bushes, vegetation, things like that. That's typically not where your pollinators are going to be hanging out. But we take that into very, very serious concern when we do assessments.
Got to hit a break here at the bottom of the hour. But Gary, we got a question here for you that you could pick up on the other side. How much value can new windows add to my home? And do you go to Indiana? Because that's 219.
Yes, we do go to Indiana. So that's not a problem at all. And replacing your doors and windows with...
hold that thought. Hold that thought. That's called a tease, Gary. Come on.
Sorry. You didn't say that.
I said, hold on. Here's a question. Pick it up on the other side. 219. You'll have to listen. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It was cool.
It was cool.
Red light? It means we're live.
Okay, it was cool.
I know.
Well, I bet our listeners thought it might have been cool.
Really
too.
Cool.
Okay.
312
whatever.
312-981-7200. All right, so one texter asked, do you think that that the new windows add value? And then right after that, we received one 11:31, literally said it, boom, upset somebody from 708 area code. Doors and windows do not add value to a property. They might add to marketability. Salesmen always claim it adds value, while appraisers and market prove otherwise. Would you care to comment?
Certainly. First of all, value isn't just money. Value is a lot of different things. And if your family is more comfortable on a daily basis, that adds value to your home. If the front door looks nicer and you're selling your home, that's going to attract more buyers to your home. Okay, that's very simple. Take an assessment of your home. Go outside right now. Go stand at the sidewalk level and pretend like you're buying the home and take a look at it. And if the windows look run down, if the doors look run down, that's going to devalue your home because that's going to be the buyer's perspective, correct? Mm.
Yeah.
So now you put the new windows in, you put the new doors in, you transform your home. It's going to look a whole lot nicer. And if you're living there, you get the value of the everyday comfort level for your family. I would simply suggest go to our website, nextdoorandwindow.com, and take a look at our before and afters and tell me if you think that we didn't add value to people's home.
So in 2003, we replaced, April 25th, 2003 was when our daughter was born, and we replaced the windows because I had guys hanging out of my windows, you know, installing when I'm running my wife to Highland Park Hospital to give birth to Carly. So I know exactly what I'm speaking of, and the windows were original windows from 1960 something when they built the house, and they bought
may
the house.
May have lead on them, may not have lead on them.
Oh, they had lead.
But no, we're just going to say may, right? We're not going to test it.
So I bought the house in 01, and we replaced it in 03.
Yeah.
Right? August of 01 when we bought it, I replaced it in 03. So those homes, you know, those windows were over 30 years old, and you could see the cracks, you could see the sunshine from the other side. And I knew getting into it, the slider door going out to the backyard didn't even open, and they're like, yeah, can you fix this? They're like, yeah, no, and yeah. You're gonna buy it with this, so
yeah, we can fix it with a new one.
Yeah, so we knew going in that we'd have to save a lot of money, 18 grand at the time, to replace it. So yeah, it impacted, you know, it didn't impact the marketability for us because we were going to buy it anyway, right? But right. I could see what you're saying. But when we got the windows in there, our electric bill went down, our gas bill went down,
correct?
The comfort, not having to sleep through 40 below with the wind chill, having to heat a house with holes in the windows and cracks and everything, it improved the value of the life. So it's a quality of life.
It's quite amazing. It's a right now transformation. I mean, it's something that you realize right away that the room is more comfortable to live in every day, every moment, 24/7, 365.
And what's that value to the homeowner?
Correct.
Okay, so I guess you could see both sides of the story. Earlier in the show, we had somebody, I mentioned the credit, right, with this five. Somebody disagreed, so let's address it. From 1036 today, the credit enhancement nonsense. Our Potopkin Village Potokim.
I read it too. It doesn't matter. Village.
They disguise the problem as prepaid credit card. Does not teach anyone how to effectively use credit, and that's the problem. So you enhance their credit. They get a house that they don't know how to pay for. They buy a car. They go further into debt, and you've accomplished nothing but make money for a bank and some real estate. Stop with the credit enhancement. Get your act together. Don't enhance the credit. Fix it. Okay. So
well, isn't that? You are educating the consumer of having the prepaid card, putting the money on there, paying the like. Yeah. Isn't that?
He lays out all the steps for him. I mean, there's.
Okay. Is that part of it?
That's a strategy. Okay. It's the plan.
Listen. Not
to throw my wife under the bus, but she got credit cards at 17, 18 years old from Victoria's Secrets, from Kohl's, from Ulta. And she would pay the monthly payment, right? Because she thought that's what she was required to do, and didn't look at her balance and how it was going up.
Hello.
And it was like, hey, I love you.
I like the underpants.
Do you see what's happening here, right? Like, why this is happening? And she was just like, why would they tell me to make the minimum payment and charge me more? And I'm like, because they're in the business of making more money, right?
Charging
like
you.
That's it. That's how they do it. So she was obviously infuriated and realized since, but people don't know. Okay. So there is an education.
Part of the conversation, 847, that I have with the borrowers and the listeners that call me for help is, here's what you're going to do. Here's the conversation, mm-hmm. right? On Lakeshore Drive, going to an event, right? I was going to the Better Business Bureau dinner.
Nice.
And I'm coming down Sheridan on the LSD all the way into Navy Pier. I'm having this conversation. I'm like, here's what you're going to do. You got $1,000 cash. Yes, great. You're going to open up two $500 secured credit cards, prepaid secured credit cards. You're going to give them $500. You're going to give them $1,000. You're both going to open up. Both of you are going to open up two $500 credit cards. Husband's going to get one. The wife's going to get one. You're each going to use it. And you know what you're going to do every Friday? Here's the education part, 847. Stay in your lane. All due respect. You're going to pay down that credit card every single Friday. And you're going to use it as a debit card that you're using right now that you're getting zero credit for. And your credit is not enhancing because they're sucking it right out of your account. So every Friday, 847, and all due respect, stay in your lane. You're going to pay your credit cards off in full. Mm-hmm. Which is going to show you to pay things responsibly. It's also going to help you monitor the crap you're spending money on.
Yeah.
So you could budget accordingly and say, you know what? I didn't need that $16 Mocha Loca Joca at Starbucks. Okay.
Oh, but it's so good.
Right. So
the
good.
Mocha Loca Joca?
Right. Right.
Man.
Maybe wait till you get to the office and you pour a cup of coffee sure. and put a bunch of crap in it. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay. So every Friday, you're going to pay it down. Okay, and then you're going to open up a secured loan, an unsecured loan, which is going to show up on yours and your husband's credit report, and you're going to pay into it $150 a month. And it's going to show that you're paying that loan down and your credit scores are going to get better. And after you pay into that loan $1,000, Consumer Credit Union is going to give you the money back so you could use it for the down payment or closing costs on your new home.
Sounds like education to me.
Okay, so in all due respect, 847 from 1036 this morning, okay? I'm out there with knowledge and education that I'm trying to transmit to our listeners. I can't stop them from opening up a car loan after I told them don't do it. I can't stop them, even though I sent an introductory email to them and Consumers Credit Union to do exactly what I just mentioned here. I can't make them pick up the phone and reply to that email, which they didn't do and they've had 524 credit score. Mm-hmm. So in all due respect, I'll keep doing what I'm doing, trying to help people that want help. And the people that take my advice and put it into play, they will get better. And the people that don't will have 524 credit scores. And instead of buying a home at the end of this year, they'll probably be lucky if they could buy it by June of next year. Okay, I'm done with this.
Is there a follow-up that you do with any of your those requests where, hey, I'm going to enhance my credit? Like, do you reach back out to them?
I don't have time to do that. Listen, here's what
you can't babysit.
You're grown adults. You got two, three kids in the back.
Sure.
Right? You're making $150 or $1,000 combined. What, do you want me to cut your food into small pieces and wipe your rear end after you poop and wash your hands so you don't get hepatitis?
Got it.
I mean, so there's only so much I can do.
Got it. Sure. I mean, it sounds like a nice service that you offer.
Well, it's
for me, though?
Okay, what?
Could you for me, though?
I could.
Exactly. Kyle would like that, sir. Yeah, what's it
How
cost?
Small do I have to cut it? And we'll talk about the other thing later. All right, 312-981-7200 at 847. You want to take me up on this? Call me after the show. 773-456-6526. I will continue to help listeners. Everybody that wants help, I will continue to give it. The listeners or the kids of the listeners have to take that information and put it into action. I told my kids, I got three girls, okay?
Yeah.
Two of my oldest girls have credit cards because they're in college. I told them every single Friday you were to pay that thing off in full. And if you can't afford to pay for it, then stop using it. I got one of my daughter, my middle daughter, Lindsay, is freaking neurotic, driving me crazy. Dad, I charged something that she needed. Can you sell me the money? I'm like, yeah, I'll sell you the money. Relax. Dad, it's Friday. You told me to pay the credit card. Boom. Right?
Yeah.
I got Carly,
it's good discipline, though.
Right. Carly's is doing the same thing. Every Friday, they know to pay that credit card off. Or I'm going to shut the credit card down.
Sure.
OK, Okay. Yep. I tell people on the radio, I educate people on the radio how to make sure they don't blow up their credit. I'm trying to teach the same thing to my kids. And when my 18-year-old, that well, she's now 18, you know, goes away to college, we'll get her a credit card. So when she goes to U of I next year, she's got a credit card ready to go. But every Friday, she's going to pay that sucker down. Or I'm going to pull it. 312-981.
I like it. Thank you.
I mean, come on.
Well, my oldest is 14, so thank you.
Because
I got three girls.
8-4-6, you know, yeah. Don't enhance, fix it. I'm trying to fix it by educating them.
Yeah, I get it.
And we, you know, we'll talk about how small you want me to cut your food, Kyle, after this. During the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and phone. If I didn't care.
Well, you care.
I wouldn't be this animated.
I understand.
And I do care.
It's passion.
And when you start firing at me, telling me what I'm doing doesn't make any sense. I know what the hell I'm doing.
You've been doing it for a while.
Been doing it for almost 26 years.
And there's not another product to enhance your credit better than that.
Here, you want to lose weight? Put down the bucket of chicken and maybe go for a walk and stop drinking the oversized Slurpee and all that stuff, right? And, sure. You know, eat vegetables and exercise.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Fixes your credit.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Homestead, Chicago, 720 WG.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yeah, yep. Well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'll be power washing 40 pounds of squirrel dung.
I was wondering if that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. So, Kyle, you don't know this. My wife goes to Chewy and has got a reorder going with bird seeds.
Peanuts.
And some other things that she buys, those kids' pools, you know, the kiddie pools that you put your kids and your dogs in.
Yep.
She loads and she puts feeders inside the kiddie pools. So it's a freaking mess. I there's like 2 or 3 inches of stuff. I got, and it comes back at me as I'm blasted. It's like firing off my face.
Oh.
So I got to go get one of those welder masks.
A hazmat suit.
No, yeah.
You know she does it just to see you in the Daisy Dukes power wash.
100%.
It's Saturday.
I did it.
Going.
Right.
Well, makes she sense. Used to do it to entertain your dogs. Are the puppies enjoying?
Yeah, George died of cancer. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that
up. I'm sorry.
George. Yeah, way to go.
I'm sorry, George. No.
You want to talk about our other dog that died of cancer, too?
No.
You want to keep 312-981-7200.
I wanted to read this.
Concrete.
That's a great text. Concrete, poor driveway. Last September, I guess they noticed a few sections of the driveway that were cracked. They had the contractor sign an agreement, a concrete contractor sign this agreement that said, hey, if there's cracks, don't worry, we'll come back and we'll fix it, right? Which I'm pretty sure the only guarantees in concrete is that you can't steal it, it won't light on fire, and it's gonna crack, right? Like, those are the three guarantees in concrete. So somehow this knucklehead signed this contract that says this. Now she's wondering, hey, we've been getting ghosted by this concrete company. One thought is that concrete contractor might be a fly-by-night. If they're a legitimate business, I don't know, you're all legitimate businesses.
You're going to call back.
You get a customer that calls you saying, I'm not happy. What do you do? Kyle, what do you do when you get a customer that says, I'm not happy?
You call them back.
How about you, Gare?
You call them back and solve the problem.
You call them back. Janelle,
oh yeah,
you call them back, right? Dave, you call them back and then some. You probably drive to their house. You probably have coffee with them. You probably do more.
You got to turn a crap situation into a good. You got to clean up the mess in aisle five. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
So as legitimate businesses, we take care of our customers, right? So maybe this company is not a legitimate business. If they are, they got to at least call the customer. I can tell you 630. The only guarantee, one of the number one guarantees in concrete is that it will crack, right? So the goal is it cracks on those expansion joints where they add, but you can't train concrete. So I'm sorry, they can fill it. You can repair it. They can cut out sections if it's really bad. They could repin it. There's things they can do, but the fact that you got them to sign something that says concrete won't crack is ridiculous. Sorry.
All right. 312-981-7200. How long does it take you and your team, Kyle, to lay it out, map it out, install, erect, and be in and out? Is it a 48-hour job, 24-hour, 36, 72?
It depends on where we're doing the job at. Like, if we're doing the job in the city of Chicago, it can take over a month because inspectors just take a very long time to show up.
Yeah.
These are inspected like a remodel or like an addition, so there are framing and electrical inspections that we have to do along the way. In reasonable cities, though, with inspectors that are ready and available, it's usually about a 5 to 7 day process. Can be a little bit longer when you have motorized screens, though.
5 to 7 day process.
Correct. Yeah, these aren't director sets. These are real products.
So, is it a permittable entity? Do you have to go to the town or the village to get permits?
Yep. We have full engineer stamp plans, and we have a full permit team that works on this for you.
So you tap right in the electric if you're going to go with lights and louvers and blinds coming down. You've got to have all that signed off by the local municipality.
Correct.
Interesting. Do you work directly with the municipality, or is the homeowner supposed to go deal with that?
We do all the permitting and engineering for them.
Nice. How do you feel about DuPage County?
DuPage County has been like really it? Nice.
Oh, I've never heard that in my life.
We got to figure it out. We got to talk off
He must
there.
Know a guy.
He must. Yeah.
No, DuPage County has always been good. It's, the only one's ever really given me trouble is City of Chicago and Lake Zurich. Boy, Lake Zurich.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Well, we've been trying to have somebody from
DuPage County
call in, maybe not to be on the air, but to have a coffee with.
Yeah, I'd love to have a lunch with them, coffee. Yeah. You know, this isn't bribery, right? They can pay for it. We'll pay for our piece.
I'll be the third party. Yeah. I'll go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll call in because I'm on here and I like them.
Well, I do. Oh. I love them. I want to work with them better. We're obviously not doing it well enough, right? So we're looking for an easy button. We want to help.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I'm totally against No Mow May because it is followed by Hidden Dog Poop June.
Good one.
Well, that is a good one. It is very true.
Sherry from Sturtevant?
Is that Wisconsin.
Is that the right way to pronounce it?
Sturtevant, yeah.
Well, thank you, Sherry, for listening up there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I have a problem with voles.
Oh, they're so bad this year. Making track marks in the lawn.
Hang on. They have destroyed my tulips, hydrangeas. That too. And hostas.
Yeah.
To name a few. Does Rose Pest deal with voles? What is a vole?
We absolutely do. It's a very voracious little rodent that has a long snout and... No, I'm thinking of a shrew. Sorry. The vole is... It kind of looks like a mouse, only it's a little stubbier. But we absolutely do treatments for those. So give us a call. 1-800-GOT-PEST. We'll get you taken care of.
Kyle, we just found out during the last break, loves chipmunks.
Yeah.
And, loves them. They're adorable, right?
They're fantastic. They don't destroy anything either.
Chip and Dale, I assume, right? Those are your favorite ones?
The Rescue Rangers.
Nice.
I'll tell you, they're little bastards. And they look so cute.
They
get under your pavers and you know, walking up to your house. It looks like broken teeth. And it screws up, you know, pavers and everything.
Demolish everything.
Yeah, they do.
I had one at my old house chewed through the foundation of my Three Seasons room and lived underneath it. I'm like, good.
Wow.
You should have fed it. Obviously, it was hungry, right? Like, what? God, why didn't you feed it? Take tips and tricks from Elise.
312-981. Yeah,
she's expert.
Yeah, great. Is there a yard treatment for ticks? Well, we already talked about a house full of dogs. 312-981-7200. Is there? Oh, here. This is the difference. I just tuned in. So, what's the name of this treatment for the ticks? Came back.
It's a mosquito treatment, but as a bonus, the product works great on ticks, so it's just included in what we do for mosquitoes. So get on our schedule for mosquito service and you'll be covered.
Is there any other insect that you don't want that it will remove?
That the mosquito and the tick are the only labeled, according to the label, those are the only ones that are targeted with that product.
Got it.
The product is manufactured to fit the genetic makeup of those insects and
let's be clear
more.
No one should want either of those
right
because they're disease spreading terrible insects
eradication.
Immediate eradication.
We got to take a quick break, but first, David, you helped me immensely in making the move to Ohio seamless. So this texter, I know who it is because I recognize the number, had 580 credit scores, got him up to 680 credit scores. Nice. By following the routines and the advice that I gave out on the show and I've given out on the radio over the past 20 plus years.
Because it works.
Because it works. And they stayed on the path and they did everything I recommended that they do. Their credit scores are higher. It's enabling them to move to Ohio and we're helping them secure a mortgage on their new house out there. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I've gotten 16 text messages from somebody in Kirkland
invited me. Yeah, we got to talk about it.
I've been offered to be the person that runs the 4th of July parade. The ringmaster?
Okay. The guy in the car that's waving?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Like the head, the mayor?
Grand Marshal.
You could be the Grand Marshal.
What an honor.
How would you like to be the Grand Marshal of the 4th of July parade? Your choice, Mustang, convertible, or classic car.
Oh. What would you pick?
Well, if I get to take one home with me, I'd go with the classic Mustang.
Okay, got it.
Of course.
Okay.
If I'm just going to drive in it.
What about the world famous pork chop? Didn't they talk about that?
I got a tour of the sawmill. I've got naming rights to the football stadium they're offering.
I love
me here.
These people.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that after the break. 312-981-7200. Janelle, you could run to the bathroom. This is
great.
A long break. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Programming note. Kyle will be singing during the 11:30 segment because the 11:45 as we go off the air.
I think we mean 12:30.
That too.
Okay.
I meant.
No, it was definitely the 11:30. You must have missed it.
Mountain time.
There you go. Thank you.
You know, for everybody out in Colorado listening.
Did he pick a song?
He picked a song.
Wonderful.
It's a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I love surprises.
It's a surprise.
All of my kids were surprises.
So he's. Your mom's listening.
Sure.
Got a message from your mom. I love you. And then I said right back at you, what are you wearing? And then she said, a dress going to a bridal shower. And then at the same time, I got an email from my friend Steve Cass Stevens, the retired police chief, Bethel Groves on I-55. Mm-hmm. He said, I love you. And I said, that's ironic. I just got a, are you with Judy?
Judy.
Yeah. Like, no. I said, what are you wearing? And he's like, I'm wearing a dress going to a police thing down Springfield.
Wow. Amazing.
Crazy.
Must be a dress day today.
It must be a day for people to wear dresses.
We had a texter, 312. Why is it such a pain dealing with window salesmen? Always a hard sell. Won't even come out unless you want the whole house done. I need new windows, but I don't want the aggravation. So, Gare, do you want to shed some light on that?
Sure.
At next door and window. How do you guys operate?
Well, we are... We will certainly come out for one window. We have no problem with that.
Which is unique.
You can make the decision in your time frame. We do not demand an answer today. We'll go through the entire process with you, give you all the information we can. We have design equipment to show you what your house can look like. But really, it's always up to the customer when they want to make a decision. You're not even salespeople.
So what is your title?
Correct. I am a design and energy expert.
Exactly.
That
so that's not even a salesperson. You're not even there. You're there to sell saved energy.
Correct.
If anything,
there are a lot of companies that won't come out to your home unless both people are there.
Yeah.
Those are the companies to stay away from.
Old school.
Next door and window. We don't even ask that question. If you want us to come out, we come out.
Are you providing your customer with a quote right then and there, though?
Generally, most of us do.
Because we want to give you the cost.
Correct.
As soon as we leave, you're going to be like, that Gary was such a great guy, but how much are these windows going to cost?
Correct.
Right?
No.
Okay.
Most of the jobs can be quoted right on the spot. There's always an exception to the rule. Very complicated
custom something,
jobs.
Something,
correct.
Something.
Yes. But most jobs are quoted right on the spot.
But it's not like, we've been telling all our customers this. Costs are going up, mm-hmm. and they're going to continue to go up, unfortunately. So now really is the time because I can control that cost. I can't control 3 months from now. That's not
correct.
A hard close. That's just a reality.
Correct.
Right? But take all the time that you need. There's no expiration date. I just can't guarantee that my price is going to be the same.
That is correct.
But, okay. So, as far as anybody that's going to require two people to show up or say, hey, sign right now and I'll save you X, don't even sign.
Correct. The famous today-only discount.
Today-only discount,
boy.
Right?
Yeah.
Today-only.
Red flag.
Go back to the concrete person you were talking about, the guarantee.
Yeah.
You know, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably isn't true.
Yeah,
you're right.
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out there.
All right. No, that was good.
Thanks.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the fine people at Consumers Credit Union. Car loans as low as 4.49% if you qualify. Home equity line of credits against your home as low as prime minus a half with a start rate prime minus 2 if you qualify. If you want more information, reach out to Consumer Credit Union or send me an email, david@56david.com. 847, Jeremy, that big ball of gas that you mentioned earlier.
Big ball of gas.
That was my nickname for my mother-in-law, 847.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yikes.
Thank you for listening.
Like the joke, but not nice.
Okay, yeah. If that foot cramp does not go away in 10 to 15 minutes, it could be a blood clot and you may need to go to the emergency room.
Oh my gosh.
Try taking your shoe off, monitor it. Could be serious. I just had a packet of chocolate chip cookies. I feel great.
You should also try taking some Triactin.
Okay.
Triactin like a man.
I was like, I'd never heard of it. Triactin like you should, a man.
You know what? You should,
wow,
you should
try, Kyle.
You should take a dose of Triactin and try broadcasting on a radio station without your mic on. Okay. There you go. The power of this pinky.
The no mica.
Yeah, the no mica.
Have some of the no mica.
Look at this guy. Big shot coming in first. I thought it was
taking shots. That's two today. That's two thus far, shooter. Got
Dave Kingman coming in, swinging for the fences. Sure. Striking out one out of 10 times. Right. That's fine. Here we go. 312-91. Hi, David. I love the work that Rose Pest Solution does, and I love listening to Janelle discuss pests. I am a Rose client for years. I saw tiny ants on my counter the other day, so I called Rose. The tech came in to our house the next day and squirted something in a few sections of my counter. He said I should see results within 10 days. I haven't seen any more ants after 2 days. Yeah, I've never had ants before either.
Mm, that's a beautiful thing. I'm glad it's gone.
What are they squirting?
I mean, it depends on the species of the ant. That's what's different from like grabbing a product off the shelf versus hiring us. We actually figure out what species it is and have a prescribed formula bait that we use. So it's an involved process. It's not as easy as people think.
And if people have your product, because I have that, right?
Yeah.
The maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
It's all guaranteed.
Something called something smart.
The Healthy Home Maintenance Program.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then if I have ants this month and then I have wasps, you guys took care of my wasp problem.
Yeah.
So it's next month, you guys just, you pivot towards the what's bothering you in your home.
That's right. Whatever seasonal plague is at hand.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Seasonal plague.
I have a 12x16. Three season room installed in the late 80s. I live in Kankakee area. There's only one installer in the area. They were also the ones who installed the room in the 80s. I had severe hail damage to the roof and a couple of broken windows and screens. I had an installer come out and give me an estimate for repairs. They gave me an estimate and a disclaimer to turn into the insurance company regarding the construction of the three seasons room's value or the worth to repair. The insurance company wants a second estimate. Is there anyone that could come down to the Kinky area for the Kinky? It says Kinky. I'm thinking they meant Kankakee.
That's up in North.
Well, maybe. No, Kankakee is down by Bourbon A. Yeah, the Kinky area is up
in North. The Kinky's up in North.
I see what you did.
Yeah, thank you.
For another estimate. Is that something that you guys would entertain? Or is that out of your service area?
It's out of our service area, unfortunately.
You know anybody down in Kankakee that would, that's kind of like an hour south off of 50, was it 57 or 55?
If I don't know where it is, I don't know how to get there.
That's right. I think it's 57. It's, off, it's on the way to the University of Illinois.
It's by Bourbon A. To U of I.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. I guess no.
Unfortunately, no. NARI. We recommend NARI, the National Association of the Remodelers Industry.
Yeah.
So any outside of our service area, go on there, type in what service you're looking for, and see if there's any certified people in your area.
N-A-R-I.
N-A-R-I.
.com.
They put on home shows, too. They just went up in Milwaukee.
NARI's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I would check to make sure that your contract, whoever you we have a call.
Yeah, that they are certified.
They are certified by NARI. Last but not, we got two before we hit the break. David, please don't shut off the mocha, joka, loca, and all the bad food. I make a lot of money on sick people.
Love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, 847.
All right.
There's always another side of it.
Yep.
906, Hochberg helped me open up three accounts with TCU. My credit scores went up 50 points. So take that, 847.
Nice.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WGM. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're doing a special, we're going to dedicate the last couple minutes of our show in the memory of Officer Bartholomew, who lost his life to some piece of crap scumbag who shouldn't have been out on the streets, shot him, killed him last week, and severely injured his partner, who is still recovering. So we are going to give respect to the fallen officer at the end of the show. All you social justice warriors, you could stuff it up your rear end. And if it was your brother that died, see how you'd feel letting these piece of crap run all over our streets. Should have been locked up, and the officer would still be alive. 312-981-7200. I digress. That's AmeriPro's call, text, and photo line. Annette from Riverwood, do you have a question for Janelle Iacchino?
Yes, thank you so much. I'm having a ladybug infestation. Mm. I mean, it usually happens a lot around this time of year, but it's like my second floor. It's like outside the doors on my balconies, and I've never seen so many ladybugs.
I'm guessing it's on the south and west sides of the house primarily that you're seeing them.
Yeah, that's
an indication that they're coming out of diapause, which is what we call their hibernation state. And what happens is when farmers take down their crops in the fall, when they harvest, that displaces those ladybugs. They're Asian lady beetles. They're like the orange looking ones, right? And they get carried on the wind to nearby structures, and they'll crawl through cracks and crevices up underneath the siding, and then they hunker down in the wall voids all winter long. But then when it's sunny enough outside, you start to see them wake up and come out. And now that it's finally getting warm enough, that's why it seems like it's a plague. You're like, where are they coming from?
Yeah.
They keep coming.
Unbelievable.
We can absolutely do a treatment for you. We basically put an invisible shield on the outside of the house, but then we also spot treat on the inside where you're seeing them the most, and that will control them as they continue to emerge from their hibernation. It's crazy, right?
Last year I had to tape up my doors.
They'll fit through the tiniest little gaps too, but I think the best time of year to treat the house to prevent them from getting underneath the siding in the first place is in the fall or like end of August. So if you get on our quarterly program, we cover it all year round.
Hey, Annette. Why don't you get on the monthly program? Because I don't need the Riverwoods ladybugs coming into North Burke. We're right next door. Okay.
You know they will.
I know. So keep them in Riverwoods, Annette. All right. Are you in the woodsy area? Just west of Sanders?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep them over there. I don't need them east of Sanders Road. Okay.
We'd be happy to give you a free quote though, Annette. So let's connect after the show, and we can tell you what it'll take.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I think a weekly treatment would be necessary. I don't want Annette's ladybugs.
We'll take care of her.
These ladybugs are brutal. I've never seen so many this year.
Yeah.
My grandkids don't even want to spend the night.
Uh-oh. We need to fix that.
And they bite, and they stink, too. They smell really bad.
They bite and they stink.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. All right, wonderful. Yeah, definitely keep them in Riverwood. So hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Kyle will be singing coming up here as your rite of passage onto the show. You've done pretty well so far.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say great. I said pretty well. So you still we'll see how you sing. Gary sang. Everybody at his company still makes fun of him and his kids, so it's perfect. Financing opportunities, because maybe our listeners want to put up a $7,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 structure to make their backyard living a lot more enjoyable this summer, because the past couple of summers have been unenjoyable because of the sun and all the elements and everything. Do you guys offer financing like Next Door Window does and like MegaPros does?
Yes. So far this year, about 70% of our customers have chosen to go with a financing plan when they work with us. So it's a very common way to do your construction project.
Is it 1 year same as cash if you qualify? I mean, what type of opportunities are out there?
Sure. So it depends on the kind of customer you are. If you're more interested in having a 0% same as cash option, we do have 12-month terms on that like you're talking about. I also have 5-year term plans at a low APR. So if you're more focused on stretching it out for a longer period of time with a low APR, where we have a plan that fits you. And we also have plans as long as 15 years. So if you really want to stretch that payment out with a low monthly payment, because there is no prepayment penalty either. So you can keep that payment low. And then when lump sums come through, you can make chunk payments towards it too. But right now for listeners of this show, we're offering a 24-month same as cash. So, you can buy your pergola this year, get it installed by us, and not have to pay a penny on it for 2 years.
If you qualify.
Yeah, we always have to say that because one person said.
We got a guy, Barry, out there.
Barry's out there saying, like, what do you mean?
Okay,
well, you got to qualify, Barry.
You got to qualify, Barry. Slow your roll. But, I mean, that's a great opportunity. And Gary was saying a lot of his clients have the money but are going to take the same as cash, 0% financing for the 12 months because they can. If you're offering 24 months, And you just pay, just make sure you pay it off in the 22nd or 23rd month, because then the freight train comes with all the interest accumulated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So whatever you do, make sure you knock it out early.
The market's erratic right now. Leave your money in it. Buy when the dip comes, and just pay us later when everything bounces back.
All right. Phone number for our listeners want more information?
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
Do you do grills and all of that stuff? Do you build that in, or is it just the pergolas and the perticos?
We do the pergolas and the motorized screens. That's what we handle. We do have great partners in the industry that do the rest of the work that we don't, though.
Okay. Fantastic. Is there a website our listeners could go to check out your products?
Sure. So our main product is the Structure Pergola. So you can head to Structure North Shore. That's Structure Northshore.com. That is our sister company. That is our Structure dealership.
All right. And remember Christopher Bartoloni, the pizza guy that won the pizza?
Yeah.
Came in here. He said to his absolute beautiful wife, smoke show wife, younger wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He comes in here sweated all, schwitzed all over the place.
He was. Yep.
Just absolute. I'm still waiting for a double extra large T-shirt. I'm just saying. It'll be nice,
love the Jewish guilt that you like.
I'm just saying.
It's just, you just can't. It's so ingrained in your blood.
He comes in with these shirts, WGN pizza winner.
They were really cool shirts.
I'm like, all right. And then he's like, he doesn't listen to the show. You remember that?
I'm waiting for
Ben to do a rejoin on that, because that would be nice anytime you get around to it, Ben.
It would be nice. Well, if you listen to the show.
Well, Ben's around, I guess.
It's just a reminder.
Yeah. The pizza was good.
Pizza was great.
Yeah. Where was that? What was the pizza?
Bartoloni's.
Bartoloni's. Yeah. It was phenomenal. So it's on the south side.
Yeah, okay. South side. People traveled all the way. That a guy showed up to his place. He doesn't listen to the show. He just texted in saying, hey, I just want to let you know I'm listening. Well, thanks for the thought. Right, the afterthoughts.
One time.
Yeah. I'm glad you're tuning in. So he had a guy schlep all the way from the north side after hearing him on the show, sweating, schwitzing all over the place to buy pizzas.
Wow.
Okay, double extra large.
Yeah, double extra large. Because you got big shoulders.
Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher.
Because I work out.
Of course.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is a message for the bug company. We did that with the desert, with the biting desert things. Okay. Should I keep the grass short to prevent ticks? Will that help? Thanks, somebody in Chicago.
That absolutely helps, which is why the whole, like, no-mow thing is kind of a conflict. But ticks live in tall grasses and bushes and vegetation. So keeping it short and manicured will reduce your risk of attracting those to your property.
815, that's okay. I'm mowing right now. I have to finish before the Cubs game. So there is an environmentalist right there.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. David, the 847 who didn't like your credit card education, probably worked for a credit card company, would rather keep ignorance alive. It's all about the money. Well, you got that going. 312-981-7200. And the guy that keeps sending, we got like 7 text messages from this guy up in Kirkland.
All caps.
I made a comment about how I enjoy watching lumber get sliced up, right, going through sawmills, and this guy's been on it. So literally about 42 text messages in the past 3 weeks since I mentioned that. So I will come to Kirkland, okay? I would love to take a tour of the Kirkland sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
Me schlepping out an hour and a half to do the 4th of July parade might be a stretch, seeing that I host
a
4th of July big thing to do in my sunbathed backyard.
You got me.
Yeah.
Will eat a pork chop.
I'll eat a pork
chop. You'll definitely eat a pork chop.
I'd like a aisle seat.
Sure.
And, a Diet Coke with some lime would be nice. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Frozen mojito. I heard that. That's a new thing
for you. I don't know
if
that's too smart next to a sawmill.
Okay.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mosquitoes found in Iceland for the first time as climate crisis warms country.
Yep.
Janelle?
I know. It's over with. We are doomed.
Okay. No, we're not. We have to eradicate them. Okay. This is our sign.
Iceland
right?
The was the only place for the longest time that did not have a mosquito, and now
that's where I would move.
Our eradication needs to step up a little bit.
It does. We need our process.
Kiss your babies, the world's over. We're gonna pay some bills, be right back. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More calls and texts after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Do you go to Mokena? Text or just came in?
Absolutely. Rose goes to Mokena.
All right. Let's talk about Next Door and Window and Erdman Outdoor Living's process. Somebody calls you from the show today, right? What happens? Start with Next Door. Gary, you're up first.
Sure. So, first of all, our professional CERT team will take your information and get you scheduled with an in-home estimate, an in-home time to run an appointment. Then a design and energy expert like myself will come out, assess your home situation inside and outside to make sure there aren't any specific problems that we need to discuss, talk to you about your windows and doors solutions. We can even design on a program to show you what it will look like on your home once you move forward. Then our real team takes over. The production department comes in. So there's a professional remeasure that's taken. He takes photographs inside and out of the home. There's meetings that go on about your order behind the scenes that you don't know that your design and energy expert will lead. So that, you know, I am there to be your advocate and make sure everything that you wanted to get done with your home gets done right on your home. Then the production manager, one person's put in charge of everything to oversee the ordering of your project. That person stays in contact with you while you're waiting for your project to come in. Once it's in, we check it in. The installation department takes over, and then they're going to call and schedule you a time to get the project completed. And when Next Door and Window does a project, it is to completion. Meaning if it's a multiple-day project, we're going to be there Monday, we're going to be there Tuesday, we're going to be there Wednesday until that job is completed. You know, a lot of times people will start a job, pull off a job, start another job, leaving your job half done. That does not happen at Next Door and Window. The final step is once your job is completed, you will see your design and energy expert again, or he will at least reach out to you to make sure, I should say he or she, sorry for the females
Sex
that work with
bastard,
us. Correct?
Yeah.
That person will at least either call or visit the job site during the installation to make sure that customer is satisfied.
All right, Kyle, your process. Somebody calls you off the show today, wants to look at your products and install one of your sun, what were you calling it?
We'll call them structures to
structure.
Make it easy.
Yeah. Sun blocking structures. What's the process with your team?
Sure. So you would call in. You'd speak to one of our great customer experience representatives. If you call right now, I bet Liv would be in the office, happy to take your phone call and set you up. One of our design consultants will come out and meet with you. They'll diagnose your space and listen to what you need versus what you want, because there's a lot of times what you want versus what you need aren't exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of times someone's called us out for this monstrosity of a system when really all they needed was like a 12 by 16 system. So we're going to make sure that we build you the right quote tailored to what you need. You'll get a 1-year guaranteed price when we come out and meet with you. So it's not a pressure tactic. There's no high pressure salesman that's going to come out and try to get you to buy today. So you will have that 1-year guaranteed price. So if you decide to move forward, what we like to do is we send a designer then out after. So somebody will come out. They'll blow your house up into 3D. They'll build a model to scale the system we're putting on. So we can make sure that we've checked every box and you're getting the exact system that you want. What we don't want is for the project to end and you to look at us and say, I wish I would have thought of this. So we'll try to turn over every stone before we finalize your proposal with you. Once you're finalized, though, the ordering process starts, the engineering process starts, and we'll apply for all your permits for you. Our client concierge, Emily, will reach out to you twice a week to keep you updated with what's going on. And then once our installation starts, remember, this is a full W-2 installed team, so no subcontractor will be on site, even down to the electrician. I have electricians on staff to make sure you're taken care of and your property is being taken care of the way that I would want it done. You'll do a final walk with your project supervisor, and you'll love your system and make some great memories with your family for the rest of time.
Thank you. The website our listeners could go to, again, it has an X in it.
No, you can go to erdmanoutdoorliving.com.
Okay.
We'll keep it simple.
Spell that for our listeners that don't know how to spell Erdman.
Sure. Erdmann, outdoorliving.com.
Okay. Christopher Bartolini, by the way. It's Bartolini. He broke it up.
Bartolini.
3844 147th Street in downtown Midlothian is where the great pizza is. Double extra large. Because I work out, I could use two. Because I sweat a lot, not as much as Christopher did.
Man, well, one's your outdoor pressure washing outfit, and
one's
your
casual.
Radio.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just, and plus,
you're like Batman.
Well, when I work out, I like get into it, right?
Of course,
I mean, this guy brought him pizzas. It looked like he ran a freaking marathon. This guy.
That was a lot of pizza he was bringing in.
There was a lot of sweat. 312-981-7200
Cut a guy a break?
No.
Okay.
I'm just glad the boxes were closed and the Schwitz didn't get on the pizza. 312-981-7200 312-9. But to tell you what. That cheesecake and the cannolis and that upside down thing that he makes down over
there.
That's
good.
Forget about it.
Sweat aside. It's amazing.
You could sweat all over that if you want. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You have a special.
Yes. Rose is giving $75 off any new healthy home maintenance program that plus mosquito services. So outdoor party season is here, and everybody's fixing up their yards. Enjoy time outside. Get a mosquito service. It will do wonders. You will love it. Our customers swear by it. So $75 off any new healthy home maintenance program plus mosquito services. We've got people in the office right now that can give you a free quote over the phone. You can give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com. And please beware of gimmicks out there. The mosquito plant you see in garden centers, that's BS. Just saying.
All right. And we got a text with a bunch of pictures.
773 sent a text out. House has what looks like just chipping paint. Janelle confirmed. Could it be termites?
Maybe. It could also be lead paint.
It could be lead paint, right? We do test everything before we are lead certified. So we could remove it if needed. We also do gutters and downspouts. Depending on where you're located in Chicago, this house does look like a Chicago home.
Yep.
We could service your area. Just give us a call, 847-658-8989.
All right, we're going to come back with Kyle singing. He's got a special selection. You wanted to do Johnny Cash.
Of course. That's nice. What I used to do in college.
Ring of Fire.
Well, that's a good
great
one.
Song.
All right. It's to your we'll see what our listeners think.
I think he's going to crush it. I mean, he hasn't let me down at all. He hasn't let our listeners down. He's roasted you twice. I mean, he's shown up to the party.
I haven't messed his name up.
And you haven't messed his name
up yet. Three for three. Good job. Yeah.
Nice job. Yep. And for avid listener, really appreciate that you're honoring the police officers. Why did you feel you had to make a comment about social justice warriors and make it an us versus them when you could have just honored the officer? It's almost made me want to turn off the program, and I agree with the tribute. All social justice isn't bad. I didn't say also.
You didn't.
I just said
forget about the social justice.
I just said that the scumbags that should be locked up that kill police officers or kill innocent people shouldn't be let out.
Yeah.
That's what I think that...
They're criminals.
What if it was your family member, your brother, your father, that's not coming home, right? How would you feel about it then? Sure. Okay, and then one more. Why does David need to talk about politics? I don't like it. I'm probably not listening anymore. Well, thanks for listening, and I'm sure you're still listening. I'm talking about a officer that got killed last weekend and his partner that's struggling to be alive because a piece of crap shouldn't be out on the streets and should have been locked up. So we're going to pay tribute to the fallen officer and the fallen firefighter as well. We're getting that young man's name who lost his life battling a fire. And, you know, we respect and honor our first responders and our military as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you want to turn it off, John Hansen will be on at the top of the hour with Let's Get Legal. You could turn it back on. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN. And this host will always have the back of first responders. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. All right, so we're going to do your rite of passage into this year initiation, Kyle. You've done a great job up until now. Your entire future success of your business relies on how you perform right here. So we're going to drop Johnny Cash. Go ahead, boys. And just chime in. Okay. A lot of energy.
I got you.
Your boys are listening. Don't embarrass them.
Love.
Louder.
Is a burning ring. And it makes a fiery ring.
More energy.
Bound by wild desire.
I can't tell if it's Johnny Cash or Kyle.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Hold on, we got to get the... Here we go.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Not bad.
Very good.
Very good. It's good. You're a member of the fraternity / sorority. Nice job, Kyle.
So I can stay in business now?
I don't know.
Well, you can come back again.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
Get invited back. 312-981-7200. All right, take us out, Janelle.
Yes, for all you folks planning to use your outdoor space, get on our schedule for mosquito services. We're giving $75 off any new healthy home maintenance program plus mosquito services. Give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PEST or visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Gary.
Okay, so let's get those summer projects rolling along. It is that time of the year, so just give us a call at 630-548-4100. We are offering a special buy one, get one 30% off for any callers today, and our website is nextdoorandwindow.com.
Financing opportunities available as well.
Absolutely.
All right, one more time, the phone number.
630-548-4100, nextdoorandwindow.com.
Kyle, you fit in really well here, my friend. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
You didn't flop sweat like most, like Gary. We had a hose down the chair the first time Gary came on. It was kind of embarrassing, but...
we won't talk about it.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you. I told him I wouldn't mention it, so I'm not going to mention it. Nugget of knowledge on the way out the door.
So if you're looking to get your project done for the summer, I'd highly recommend calling now. Our books are getting full really quick. So we are offering customers for the month of May, listeners to this show, an additional 13% off their project. Why my marketing team picked 13, don't ask me. It's their thing, not mine. With a 24-month same-as-cash financing offer. So get your projects in now.
Do you offer a 3D type of computerized imaging that Nextdoor does?
Every project, before being finalized, you get to see a 3D image and meet with one of our actual designers, not just a design consultant. They'll come out for the first meeting, but an actual designer will come out for the next meeting.
That's very cool. And just to mention, it's you and your wife. It's family-owned business.
Family-owned business. We are second generation. My father started the business in 1982. My wife and I are now the owners, and we love it.
And who works hard, you or your wife?
Your wife, come on.
Who works harder? Oh, she works harder, but I definitely pretend like I work.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair because we know she's listening on a Saturday night. I wanted to give them the five hole shot, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a nice shot.
Yeah.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Duck. What's her name?
I'm not telling.
Okay. Where she live?
Telling. I'm sorry. I'm definitely not telling.
She married?
For Elise's sake, I'm not telling. Yes. I get it.
I don't know why. Just does something.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to give Elise a shirt.
Megapros.com.
Yeah, just a t-shirt, you know. Right here, you know, just big logo and everything.
Across
just for
chest.
You to get it exactly across your chest.
That's fine.
If you have a home, we can help. I love what Kyle said. Pre-planning. So as customers may know, now is not the time to get your summer project done immediately. It's now let's plan it for your summer project. If you wait too long, it becomes a fall project and then a pre-holiday project and then it's a winter project. So call us now so we can start planning your project together.
Phone number. Oh, I've got it
right
here.
Our listeners
have it. I have it right
here. It's okay. I got it.
And of course, I just want to thank everybody for listening. We are dedicating the last section, a 32-year-old Chicago Fire Department firefighter, Michael Altman, died in a fire protecting the people of the city of Chicago. So may his memory and his family, may his memory be a blessing to Michael, and may his family be consoled. 17th District Officer John G. Bartholomew, nearly 11 years on the department, married wife Renee, 3-year-old daughter, 2 teenage stepsons with whom he was very close, mom, dad, brother, sister, also cousin is a member of the Chicago Police Department. His partner, he passed away because a scumbag piece of crap, I'm sorry if you don't feel that way, shouldn't have been out on the streets to begin with, shot this officer last weekend and killed him. He's dead. He's not coming back. That piece of crap should have never been on the streets. So all of you social justice warriors, think about if it was your brother or your sister, your mom or your dad who's not coming home, because this piece of garbage who should have been locked up wasn't out and then snuck a gun into the hospital, whatever he did, and shot this officer and killed him. In addition to, he injured his partner, 21 years on the job, still in very critical condition, but seeing some improvement. He has a long road ahead of him. Very long-term girlfriend, sister, and brother. So I just want you to think about that. And we've got something for the fallen officer and the fallen firefighter. May their memory be a blessing. Not all social justice reform is bad. It's just the social justice reform that puts scumbag pieces of crap like this back out on the street and kills innocent people, especially a police officer that was protecting the people around this guy that was taken to the hospital And I just wanted to take the time at the end of the show, because we support first responders, we support military on the show, and especially when they fall and they lose their life. This is in the memory of both those gentlemen, firefighter Michael Altman and police officer John G. Bartholomew. May their memory be eternal blessings.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. Kyle Erdman from Erdman Outdoor Living. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.